It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the
I always say that it's the most wonderful time of the year, but for me it really isn't. It has never been, but I think things are going to change. Merry Christmas and a happy new year and a happy new decade. It's the 2nd of January 2020. That's a new decade and it's still Christmas Day. Do you know that Christmas has 12 days? Yes, Christmas actually has 12 days.
A pear tree on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. 12 drummers drumming, 7 wipers piping, 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 mares are milking, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I don't even know what a true love is. I don't even have a true love. I've never had a true love. I'm talking about the other person on the outside, not the person on the inside, not me. Yeah, because I think I'm my true love. But I mean like somebody else, like a different entity from me. Like, I don't know about that. Anyway, that's that. So, yesterday, actually, last year, it was a good day.
Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp and it red ice cubes of pimps. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say, it was a good day.
I woke up well. It was warm, the sky was blue, everything was beautiful. I woke up and I stumbled upon a newspaper article early in the morning talking about rape and rapists, and I was getting so infuriated by how the rapists were being painted in some golden light and the victim being painted as a bad person for coming out with her story and destroying the lives of the rapists by putting them out there, calling them out for being rapists, for being criminals and all that. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I said, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm just going to wake up and go on my Instagram and be like, last year, I woke up well until I stumbled upon this article yesterday. I was going to be petty, but I never happened to be petty, because yesterday when I woke up, I thought about it, but I was too busy. I had laundry to do. I had so much stuff to do. So that thought went like that. It still stayed on my mind the rest of the day and up to today. Talking about Christmas, it actually isn't the most wonderful time of the year. I've never loved December. I don't remember a point in my life where I loved December. It's actually been such a terrible, horrible month for me. Worst month of the year for me. I hate it. Nothing good. Okay, maybe good things ever happen, but honestly, it's just been a dark month. Always. I really don't associate December with good things. Maybe I'm just blinded and I'm such a pessimist that I don't see the good things that have ever happened in December. But that's just how I feel. 98% of my life in December have just been terrible. But I think things are about to change. Like, I feel like the worst has gone and the best is yet to come.
I've been lost and I've been broken. I've been down the border hoping. I'm still reaching for the sun because my best is yet to come.
Yesterday morning when I woke up, I logged into my Twitter account and the first thing I saw in my feed was about year cycles, life year cycles, something like that. I'd never heard of anything like that until yesterday morning. And the person who posted it was talking about she's from 1 to 9, or was it from 9 to 1? She's either in her first year cycle or her 9th year cycle. I don't know. She's either finishing or beginning, but I think she was beginning. I was like, oh, that's nice. So what is this about? Of course, I didn't ask out loud. I asked in my head. And I went on to read further and I found out what year cycles actually are and how to calculate them. So to calculate your year cycle, you take your month. Which number is it in the calendar? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever. You take your month, that number, you add it to the day you were born, and then you add your current year. So let's say you were born on the 1st of January, whichever year it was. So you'll add 1, which is January month number 1, plus 1, which is the day you were born. That's 2 plus 2020. That's 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0. That's 2 plus 2. Plus 2. So that's like 6. So you're actually in your year cycle number 6. Yeah, so life cycles are 9. They believe that everybody goes through 9 years, like 9 repetitive years, like the 9 cycles, and you always go through those 9 years. When those 9 years are over, they start over again. According to me, I feel like if you don't learn your lessons when you're supposed to learn them, if you're stubborn with life, if you don't want to do the right thing, if you don't just want to put on the big boots and take the high road and do what you're supposed to do, every single thing will keep repeating and repeating and repeating in your life, year in, year out. So I feel like it's always good to learn your lessons and do the necessary and accept like, yeah, I messed up, yeah, I was wrong, or by the way, there have been some good things I've actually done, stuff like that. Anyway, so I calculated mine and I was like, oh, number 12, but I did not know I'm supposed to add the 2 and 1, so I was like, ah, whatever. I logged out, then I came back later in the day to Twitter and I saw somebody, like now the first post to see when I come back later in the day was another astrologer I follow. She just posted that she's number 12 and when you add 2 and 1, that's number 3. And she's like, yeah, I mean, year number 3, that's the cycle I'm in and I feel like number 3 is changing. I've forgotten. I'll go read deep on it and find, but I think number 3 is changing. Like, in this year cycle, I need to start changing. There are things I need to stop. There are things I've been doing, thinking they are solving one thing when they're not solving anything. What can I do? What have I been doing that's not working for me and I need to change? What have I been doing that's been working for me and I need to continue with that? What do I need to change in my life? And I remember reading about being open and being accepting. Yeah, that's just about it. So in school, I took a unit called political psychology. That was one tough unit and the final exam was really, really, really tough, but I believe I did well. So in this unit, our lecturer kept asking us one question. He gave us an assignment. Not a submit this assignment, but a think about this assignment. What can we do, or rather, can the media be a positive influence to society? And according to me, I feel like yes. Because the media is always portraying negative things in a bid to portray what is more appealing, what's going to bring them views, and all that stuff. I believe the media can be used as a vehicle for positive change. Like Miss Angola Calabar in the Miss Calabar 2019, which was last year, was asked a question on technology, and she said that technology is what we make of it. Some of us take technology as something positive, while others take it as something negative, like cyberbullying. It's negative. Like to me, when I look at technology and the media, propaganda, like when it comes to politics, elections, and all that. When I go to social media, I look at things like body image, skin color, lifestyle, all that, depression, and what's causing the youth and even the older generation to fall into depression and have many other problems with their mental health. And I feel like it's the media. The media is portraying so many things negatively, and also us as consumers of the media, most of us decide, oh my God, I'm choking on my saliva. Most of us decide to be negative consumers of the media, like on social media. And I agree with Miss Africa Calabar 29. No. She's actually Miss Angola 2019 from Miss Calabar. I agree with her on how us as Africans can use technology as a positive vehicle. Well, I guess that's it for this podcast. I'm sorry if there's some background noise and everything. I'm just in the living room, lying on a piece of furniture and recording this podcast. I'm sorry for being MIA. I'm going to be a better person and be consistent. And then on the 12th day of Christmas, maybe I will know what a true love is or whatever. We'll get to that. And the 12th day of Christmas is like on 5th of January, if not on 6th of January. I think it's on the 5th of January. And to end this podcast, my outro is talking about cutting off, because at the beginning of every year, or towards the beginning of every year, people talk about cutting off, cutting off, cutting off. And I feel like this song is really interesting. So bye. I'll see you in the next podcast.
I ain't even mad, no, not like before. Off with your head now, slither at the door. Snakes in the grass, it's time to cut the lawn. Hands is a hands, aka I cut you off. Don't, you ain't gonna lie to my face no more. Hit me with a sorry, but I'm sorry, no. No, 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 no. Don't, give me a Shapiro on the phone, case closed.